Focus on flowers. November is the month when flower gardeners who have not yet cut down all of the herbaceous plants may still find a few specimens in the garden for dried bouquets. The skeletons of Queen Anne's lace, the brown centers of coneflowers, the plumes of grasses, and a few berries may still be harvested. These can be added to the flowers already hung to dry, blue salvia, hydrangea, celosia, and globe amaranth. As we arrange the skeletons of summer's bounty, we look back, yet we also look forward to next year's growing season. In autumn, we're poised between the flowers just past and the ones yet to come. Clive Sansom captured this transitional mood when he wrote, "Now the world changes. Woods burn red to brown. Winds fan their agitated colors now, and soon the torn tree papers flaring down will leave the burnt-out trunk and blackened bough." There is an autumn of the spirit, too, a death of self, a change of coloring, leaving a barrenness where once thoughts grew, a sapless branch that dumbly waits for spring. More information about flower gardening can be found on our website at wfiu.indiana.edu. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on skeletal flowers.